The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly medical consultation with Dr. Ray Whalley, and today we're going to talk about Lyme disease. Lyme spelt with a Y, not an I. What is it, Ray?
Lyme disease is caused by a bacteria and it's transmitted to humans through bite of infected black-legged ticks, nice little things, called the bacterium's called Borrelia burgdorferi, named after a town in Connecticut where the first case of the condition was identified.
Okay, and how serious is it?
It's serious enough if you get it. Thankfully, it's not that common. It is thought that it's probably underreported or underdiagnosed. It's not as common here as it is in other countries, mostly so in the US. Tests have showed that we've had about, I think, 500 positive cases in the last year or so in the in Ireland. And some people think we should be diagnosing about 2,500 cases. But
that's a significant enough number. It's the type of thing that I've heard of people getting, out taking healthy walks through the fields, getting a bite, particularly prevalent in Cork and Kerry for some reason, and then having ongoing complications arising from the condition.
Yes, but you know, there is a theory out there that certainly I've read a report by a consultant in tropical medicine in the UK who said that the majority of people who get the majority of these symptoms don't have Lyme disease, they have chronic fatigue syndrome. Like there are certain specific type of presentations that you get with Lyme disease. It is something that we as general practitioners have to keep in mind when somebody presents with flu-like symptoms and other symptoms and signs.
So what sort of things, if you have it, are you likely to display?
So during the first 3 to 30 days infection, you can get fever, chills, headache, fatigue, muscle and joint aches, swollen lymph nodes. And there is a specific rash called erythema migrans, which is like a target on your skin. That occurs in about 80% of infected people.
Now, is that only at the site of where you got the bite, or does it go across your whole body?
Generally, it's at the site where you got the bite. But basically, that could be your arms, can be in your legs. There's a case written up in the Irish Medical Journal of a child who returned from the US, a 14-year-old kid who returned from the US. I think they're originally from the US and they were just visiting Ireland. And they presented with a 2-week history of malaise, lethargy, temperature, vomiting. And they did have the erythema migrans rash. Now, by the time you present to the general practitioner or whoever, the rash may have resolved. So it is important to take a photograph of the rash.
Okay, but that's the early stage. But then the disease can progress and get worse. How does that happen then?
Well, unfortunately, it is a bacterial infection. So you can get myocarditis, cardiac symptoms. You can get neurological problems. In fact, it is a notifiable disease only when the neurological problems in Ireland manifest. But basically, thankfully, there are treatments. Amoxicillin, which is a penicillin, can use it. Used to be treated, 3 weeks course. Doxycycline is another tetracycline antibiotic easily available. And a 3-week course of that is going to treat it as well.
Okay, but I've heard of cases of neurological symptoms and things that are like arthritis for people.
Definitely, and basically uncommon, but they do occur, especially in the person who has not been diagnosed. So it is something whereby we need to keep in mind, because there is no vaccination against this. The main way of keeping it at bay is that you wear long trousers tucked into your socks and boots, long sleeve shirts, cuff fastened. You check the skin when you've done a walk in the environment where they live, and that environment is forestry areas, damp. With the temperatures rising, basically it is more common as well. And equally, it seems to feed off deer in this country. So in that environment, basically you've got to be aware if you're walking in that environment, especially when you have children, you need to check their skin every 3 hours if you're out and about.
Is it the case though, that once you get it, you have it for the rest of your life, that you will be treating it, that it's not something that you can reverse?
No, the greater majority of people, you will diagnose it, you will treat it. If you find that the tick is on the skin, you try to grasp it with a tweezers and remove it. Now, around this lovely conversation now, there is the head of the bug, and what you want to do is remove that as well. And this is where the tweezers come in. So basically, treatment is usually required only if the area becomes inflamed.
Okay, because if you do get to late stage Lyme disease, and it apparently does enormous amount of damage, doesn't it?
It does. It does serious problems if it's undiagnosed and basically it's been infecting you. Like what they say is that it is an incidence of about 0.3 to 0.6 per 100,000 in the UK and Ireland, respectively. And basically, it can make you very sick. Thankfully, that is the minority of cases in this country. It's not very common, but it is something we need to be aware of, especially with more forestry. We're going to be developing
a lot of people like going out for walks, going out for hikes or whatever and stuff. From what you're saying is that you actually do effectively have to cover up to protect your skin from the potential of bites.
Yes, that would be basically sensible to do that, yes.
So no hiking in your shorts?
Well, if you're going to do that, you got to make sure that you're basically checking your skin and that you're sort of, you can also put on...
Could you use a spray, like if you
exactly.
go... If you go to foreign countries to stop mosquito bites, spray yourself before you.
Well,
go.
You're probably better off talking with wherever you go, the different camping shops will be able to tell you which is the most the best spray in regard to keeping these bugs at bay. You can spray it on your clothes, and you don't spray it on your skin. You just got to have a heightened vigilance in regard to this.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Ray Wally.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. On Today FM.